RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Thursday morning, MP is on the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. We're with you for the next 2 hours. AWOD Radio takes over from there, Grant and Danny, and it's a Tech Talk Thursday with Hokies coach Brent Pry, who's taking the boys out to the Golden Gate Bridge, a little West Coast Conference matchup against Stanford. Maybe someday that will sound normal. It doesn't sound normal today. It's like the junkies have just, they've just got, it's Northwest Stadium. Northwest Stadium, Northwest Stadium. I can't do it. I stumble through it every single time. Same when I say a big conference matchup for the Hokies out in the West Coast against the Fighting Trees of Stanford. It doesn't make sense. Probably won't make sense for a while. We'll get you ready for the game anyway, though, because that's what we do. They're still going to play it. Doesn't matter how I feel about it. They are going to go ahead and play the game anyway. Big lineup this weekend. UVA hosting Boston College in a pivotal game for their bowl game hopes. We'll get you ready for that as well. Fun slate across the board. High school slate's pretty good. Dinwiddie's got Thomasdale tomorrow night in our 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM game of the week. But the honor of honors was bestowed upon Jaden Daniels last night, and so we have to start there, because there's any number of things a football player can do or win in his career. There's the Rookie of the Week. It's Pepsi Rookie of the Week. You can win FedEx Air and Ground Player of the Week. You can win the MVP if you're really good. That's special. A lot of people really, really shoot for that, the MVP award. You can win a Super Bowl. You could be the most valuable player at a Super Bowl. But I think we all know why people play the game, and that is to be the Nickelodeon MVP Player of the Week.
Wow!
Jaden Daniels is your Nickelodeon MVP. Do you know what the reward is for winning Nickelodeon Player of the Week?
Oh, man. Tell me.
You get slimed.
No better award.
There's just simply not a better award on the planet. The offensive line got to douse Jaden Daniels in Nickelodeon green slime after yesterday's practice.
10 out of 10.
Absolutely.
Congratulations.
Congrats to Jaden Daniels. If you're wondering if the hype train is going full steam, I say yes. You're winning awards like that. You're in the company of legends like SpongeBob and the Rugrats and all that. That's what it's a crossover hit now. The world has paid attention to Jaden Daniels. He's leading the Commanders back home Sunday afternoon against the Browns. Should we hit the Commanders sounder? I think we probably should, because we got a little Commanders talk on deck here on The Fan.
What's that smell?
No, I taste victory.
Oh, victory!
The best is yet to come.
I think a lot of people are believing that the best is yet to come with the Washington Commanders, because, you know, there's nothing Jaden Daniels is doing that you inherently say he can't keep doing. Obviously, if you're making predictions, he's not going to continue to do it at this level for 17 consecutive weeks, right? Putting up scores in the 40s. That's hard to do in the NFL. And he's facing a really good defense this weekend, the Cleveland Browns. So I think you say, right, there will be a natural cooling off process here where Tress Way gets to reintroduce himself to the team, where they have some maybe even some turnovers. But fundamentally, the things Jaden Daniels does well are not fluke things and are not unreplicable things. Because you go back, look, I say this all the time, but it's true. Everything gets viewed in the prism of RG3. That you can call it fair or unfair. I don't really care. It's just reality is what it is, because that's the last time we felt like this. Because that's the last time there was a player who transcended just the local market and became a national star like this. It's RG3 is the last guy to do it. What were the things RG3 did well? He ran the ball really, really well. And that doesn't last forever. And we saw that not last forever. Jaden's got an arm. This kid can fling the ball around. And certainly two highlight reel, not just like game highlight reel, but season highlight reel throws in the last 2 weeks. The one to Luke McCaffrey on third down against Arizona. Defenders in his face, a casual, semi-sidearm fling right to the right spot. Luke couldn't have missed that ball even if he wanted to. And, of course, the Terry McLaurin touchdown against Cincinnati, which we will continue dreaming about and talking about until the end of times, or at least until this show meets its untimely end someday. Someday. Not yet. We're good. We got momentum right now. Big Mo's suiting up for the Washington Commanders. He wears burgundy and gold right now. And everybody sees the way this schedule is broken. This is an important game because the Ravens are up next in Baltimore. And look, I love Jaden Daniels. I'm there. I'm in. I'm on the bandwagon. You know this. Something special is happening here. I'm ready to entertain playoffs. I don't think they're going to beat the Ravens in Baltimore. If they do, I can only imagine the show we're going to do the next day. Assuming they don't, you're still going to be in first place in the NFC East if you take care of business Sunday at home against the Cleveland Browns, who are struggling. And by the way, look at that three after the Ravens: the Panthers, the Bears, and the Giants. If you're wondering if those are good teams, they are not. There's a window there of opportunity that I think everybody sees. If you beat the Browns, it doesn't really matter what happens in Baltimore, because you're going to be first place in the NFC East with three on tap against the Panthers, Bears, and Giants. Now, I am not taking this for granted, that this is a win. I'm not here to tell you, like, oh, and then they're going to steamroll the Browns. because you've got strength on strength and weakness on weakness, right? So sometimes you can handicap these, but not this week. Weakness on weakness, the Browns' offense is bad. But I think we'd all acknowledge this, the Commanders' defense is also not good. So we've got the movable force against the stoppable object. We'll see which one prevails there. Other side of the ball, of course, is mega intriguing because Jaden Daniels has been tested. Since he's a good defense, and they were throwing things at him, Tampa, great defense, good scheming. He's had stuff thrown at him, and he's risen to the occasion each time. The Browns are going to do that as well. This was a Browns defense that was built to win the Super Bowl. We're going to build a team that can win the Super Bowl. We're going to plug in Deshaun Watson, and then we're going to go win a Super Bowl. And Deshaun Watson has not been good, and thus the Browns have not come close to winning a Super Bowl. One of the trickiest things in football is if you build a team to win a Super Bowl and then you don't get that last piece because you don't bottom out either, which is where you need to be. If you're not going to win the Super Bowl, you need to bottom out. So you get yourself a Jaden Daniels, a Caleb Williams, a Bo Nix, if you're Sean Payton. You know, everybody's got their eye on somebody. There's somebody for all of us out there.
He really wanted him.
He really wanted him. It was
the whole
time. Just kept his fingers crossed. I hope this guy who is projected to go in the mid-second round makes it to me at number 12. Wouldn't that be amazing if that could somehow happen? And it did. It did. It happened for him. We're all so happy for him. The Browns, though, have a good enough team to win 9 games every year. We saw this in New York last year when Aaron Rodgers got hurt, right? Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. The correct thing there is to pull that tank lever as hard as you can, get to 3-13, get yourself some help. Get yourself an offensive lineman, a receiver, whatever it is you need, because then Aaron Rodgers is coming back and you're good. You can't do that, though. The surrounding cast is too good. The Jets floated their way up to win in some ball games because the defense is that good. The Browns can't tank even if they want to. The defense is too good. It's going to win some games for them. And so that's what I'm watching for on Sunday. Can the Browns win the game just with the defense? Because the offense has proven itself for what it is at this point. It's not to be feared. They're probably still going to score some points because it's a Washington defense. This would be a heck of a week, by the way, for Dan Quinn to have his statement game. Cliff Kingsbury has made statements. Jaden Daniels has made statements. Brian Robinson, B-Rob, is making statements out there the way he's running the ball. Is it be a good week for Dan Quinn to be like, oh yeah, I'm good at defense. Just remembered that. Schemed up the boys, got a little something done. I'd love to win a game 21-10. Jane wants to score 40 again. I'm going to enjoy the show. Won't bother me at all. We'll have a lovely program in here on Monday. Continue the victory week, which will just become a victory month at that point. At some point, though, Jane's going to look human, only score 21. Is the defense able to rise to that challenge? Can they rise to that task on that day when that happens? You saw signs of life. I think Dorrance Armstrong showed signs of life. You're getting just a heck of an effort on every play out of Bobby Wagner. He's everything he was advertised to be. He's fun to watch. But it takes a team, especially on defense. Communication is key. Getting the whole team on the same page is key. And that's how I'm breaking this one down. If the Commanders can find a way to bottle up the Browns and make a defensive stand, they're in a really good spot headed down the stretch here. Doesn't matter what happens in Baltimore next week. We prefer they win. They might lose. It doesn't matter. What matters is you're going to be first place in the NFC East, guaranteed, going into a 3-game stretch against the Panthers, Bears, and Giants. And that sounds pretty doggone good to me. I want to do one more Commander segment this morning before we get into the rest of the sports world. Lane Casadante will join us at 11 o'clock. I want to talk about the name. We haven't done it in a while. I promise, you know, we're not, it's not going to be a gratuitous segment. Something happened in the home opener that didn't get a lot of attention because attention wasn't called to it, but it was very interesting. And I will share what that was with you next. You're listening to 910 The Fan 105.1 FM. Thursday morning, 10:17 means we are 43 minutes away from Lane Casadante joining the program, as he does on Thursdays. Love to get his takes on the world of sports. I want to talk about the Commander's name. We haven't done it in a while. This seems like the right time to do it because people are interested in it. I promised you interesting tidbits, and I will deliver those interesting tidbits. Home opener was week two. It was the game where the Commanders won because they didn't, even though they didn't score a touchdown, because the Giants kicker got hurt on the opening kickoff, so they couldn't kick extra points, so they lost 21-18. That is not here nor there with relevance to this discussion. I'm just setting the stage for you so you can mentally remember where you were. On the club level of the stadium, before the game, the Commanders hosted a group of guests, 22 members of the Wetzel family from Montana. Walter Wetzel, known by his nickname Blackie Wetzel, designed the Native American head logo that the team used for 48 years. So you might remember this happened over the summer. The team is trying to build a new stadium at RFK, the site downtown. Everybody wants the stadium there. The fans want the stadium there. The team wants to stay in there. The owners want the stadium there. Largely speaking, I can't speak on behalf of the city of D.C., fans up there want the stadium at RFK. I've talked to a lot of them. That's where people want the new stadium to be. That land is owned by the federal government. So in order to build the stadium, the federal government has to give the land to D.C., at which point D.C. can negotiate with the Commanders, give them a big old pile of tax money, do all the things that you need to do to get a stadium built. The House of Representatives has signed off on transferring the land. The president has indicated he is fine with the transfer of the land. The U.S. Senate has not voted on this yet, because in the Senate, the world's most deliberative body, there are 100 members, and any of them can hold up anything at any time. And so this became a political football, to merge metaphors here. So the senator from Montana, Steve Daines, said, absolutely not. We're holding this up because they changed their name. It's not the Redskins anymore. There's no respect for our great Native American peoples. And he found out or knew that the man who designed the logo, Blackie Wetzel, was from Montana. And so his whole thing was, my constituent has been disrespected. I will not sign off on this land being transferred for a football stadium. We cannot do it. So all of which is to say, week two, a few weeks ago, they hosted 22 members of the Wetzel family on the suite level. And if you go up there, if you got enough money or clout or whatever to be on the suite level on Sunday, there's a plaque there now on the club level that pays tribute to Blackie Wetzel, and it has the logo and the plaque, and it thanks him. The team used the logo for 48 years. I'll read from the plaque here. This iconic logo, designed by Walter Blackie Wetzel, represents our organization for nearly half a century. A member of Blackfeet Nation, Wetzel was a fervent advocate for indigenous communities, et cetera, et cetera. After a 1971 meeting with the team, Wetzel designed this logo to symbolize and pay tribute to indigenous populations and honor the many values embodied by this country's first peoples, including strength, pride, courage, and service. All of which is to say, clearly the team is working to smooth this over. But what I really like, and this is new, is the team is working to smooth this over quietly. Because I don't think you know that happened. A few people noticed the plaque, put some things out. That wasn't a big story, though, when it happened. And you remember when the name, I mean, the name's been protested for decades, but when it heated up again in like 2017, Dan Snyder made a big show about, I'm going to make a charity for Native Americans and we'll give them money to improve their living conditions. And then he ended up like not giving money any other year after that. It's a whole story. USA Today reported on that. They went from like $1 million to nothing in the span of 4 years. It was all a PR stunt. I love that this isn't a PR stunt. This is just a guy who inherited a bad situation, Josh Harris, who's trying to turn it into a good situation. And so I appreciate that it's not being talked about a lot. And I'm blowing Josh's cover. Sorry, Josh, because I know he's working really hard out there. Josh Harris is.
Yeah, we're working like super hard.
He is. So I'm blowing his cover. Sorry, Josh. But I think it's cool that it's something that didn't get a lot of run, wasn't noted in the moment, they didn't bring a whole bunch of camera crews out like, hey, come document this. This is a big thing. They're just quietly working to make this happen. Now, the bill is tabled, which I don't know if they literally set it on a table or if that's metaphorical. We'll need to watch some more Schoolhouse Rock to get to the bottom of that, until after the election. The goal is they want it after the election, when nobody can be blamed for anything, everybody can just quietly vote for it, get the land transferred, go their own way. I don't have to tell you how big of an issue this would be or how big of a win this would be for the Commanders to build a new stadium in the space everybody wants them to build a new stadium. Now, there may also be issues with Maryland trying to put the kibosh on this because they want them to build at the site of the current FedEx Credit Union Stadium Field Commanders. That's not here or there. That's a different topic for a different day. Josh Harris inherited a difficult situation. The number two item is, you remember in the offseason, people were like, well, MP, like, you think Commanders is a stupid name, but what happens when they win the Super Bowl? Like, then everybody will like the name, and aren't you going to feel dumb for campaigning against it? And at the time, my stance was, what a great problem to have. I would love to do a radio show where I say they won the Super Bowl. Aren't we all excited about things now? That's a show I would be willing to do. Somebody tell Zach McHugh, my boss, I am volunteering to do that program. It would be a fun day of radio. We'd open up the phone lines. We'd have a good time. That's not real life, though, except now they're really good again. And Jaden Daniels is the number one selling jersey in America last week, right? And you're seeing people come back on the bandwagon. All right. I like the kid. I like the new owner. I like what I'm seeing here. Let's get a Jaden Daniels jersey. Let's invest. And you're seeing people for the first time buy Commanders gear, which I think everybody had been hesitant to do because the ownership's never said we're not changing the name. They've just said we're too busy to think about it right now. You see people buying Jaden Daniels jerseys. Does this mean that Commanders is here to stay? I would suggest it doesn't yet. I do think that argument is correct, by the way. I think if they win a Super Bowl, I think the name stays. It actually doesn't make it a good name. It just means they will have won a Super Bowl, and that is a trade I'm willing to make. To be fully clear, I, Michael Phillips, will trade this team having a terrible name for a Super Bowl championship. I will make that deal. I am prepared to shake hands on that, whoever's in charge of that. We can arrange that. I'm good with that. But just somebody buying a lot of Jaden Daniels jerseys, we're not in that territory yet. We're not in people love the name territory. People love Jaden Daniels with good cause. He's a fun football player. People love Dan Quinn. He wears his hat backwards. He's cool. People love Cliff Kingsbury. My man is scheming the pants off of this offense. It's incredible. People love Josh Harris.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Now, I don't think people know Josh Harris. I think people love Josh Harris mainly because he's not Dan Snyder. That's the good part of being Josh Harris. I mentioned all the issues. My guy's got to host 22 people from Montana, shake the hands, make nice so he can get his stadium land. That is messed up. That's fundamentally messed up. That's not how democracy is supposed to work in America. Like, some guy from Montana is like, you can't have that land in D.C. I'm mad about something. He's making the best of it. He inherited a bad situation. The good thing about that is, though, people love him. He doesn't even need to do anything. Hey, you on the team? Wow. Andrew, not Dan Snyder? You must be amazing. So there's good that goes with the bad. A little bit of each for Josh Harris. A little bit of name talk. Why not on a Thursday morning? I do want to talk some college football, and we'll talk UVA college football. UVA got a big commitment yesterday, but it's got nothing to do with football or basketball. We'll tell you about that. We're back after this. You're listening to 910
The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Thursday morning, half an hour away from checking in with our guy, Lane Casadante. And we're having ourselves a good football Thursday program leading up to a little Thursday night football tonight. The Atlanta Falcons. Kirk Cousins, always worth watching. He takes on the 3-1 Baker Mayfield-led Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think that's going to be a really fun matchup out there in Atlanta. You've got probably Atlanta favored marginally on paper, but Tampa Bay is certainly very capable of winning this game. They've picked up where they left off last year. Atlanta, a 1.5-point favorite in tonight's contest. I'm going to have fun watching this one. I'm sure you guys will as well. I think with Cousins, it's about your 2-2 is a team that had Super Bowl aspirations, and now you got to find a way to keep the train on the tracks, so to speak. Hovering around 500, you're going to have to start winning some games at some point. Now, you're in a favorable division, but the Saints have shown some fight. Saints have shown a little pluck, and you've got opportunities here to make a division statement tonight.
Falcons-Bucks, your Thursday night game. Just one baseball game tonight. We'll get to baseball here eventually. But one baseball game tonight, three of the four series wrapped up yesterday as 2-0 finishes. The Mets and the Brewers go to a third game tonight at 7:08 p.m. College football, not good tonight. We have not started the good college football slate yet. Texas State takes on Troy. Sam Houston at UTEP. That's it. Those are your options tonight. Good thing we got Bucks Falcons and a little single elimination playoff baseball, do or die, between the Mets and the Brewers. This is the first night, speaking of football, today marks the beginning of 55 consecutive days where there will be a football game televised every single night. We did it, folks. We did it. We made it. We slogged through the days of only having 4 or 5 days a week of football, and we'll do it. Maction starts next week. JMU on Thursday night next week against Coastal Carolina. That'll heat up the Thursday slate. We get the Tuesday, the Wednesday Maction rolling in conference play. It's here. It's the heart of football season. 55 consecutive days. Today until the day before Thanksgiving, every time we talk to you, there will be a football game that night. Will it be good? No, I can't promise that. Will it be football? Heck yeah, it will be. Starting tonight, Buccaneers at the Falcons. That's a fun one. Sunday slate starts early as well. We get our first London game of the year, the 9:30 kickoff, and we get a fun one. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets headed to London. We're giving them our best here. The 4-0 Minnesota Vikings. The Sam Darnold experience goes international on Sunday. So the Jets 2-2, an important game for them. The Vikings looking to continue their undefeated start. They're 4-0 headed across the pond for the London game. We got ourselves a sneaky fun London game on Sunday morning. That'd be a great kickoff to a really good day of football. You, of course, know Browns Commanders highlighting the 1 o'clock slate locally. Sneaky big game, Ravens at the Bengals. Always fun when those two teams play each other. Burrow against Lamar, of course. Neither with a winning record right now. Ravens 2-2, Bengals 1-3. Big moment for both teams. If the Bengals go to 1-4, absorb a division loss, that's a bad early sign for them in what's going to be a competitive division. If the Ravens go to 2-3, it'll be hard for them to climb out of that hole as well. Ravens-Bengals, your Sunday 1 o'clock feature. Bills-Texans should be a ton of fun as well. Of course, you've got the Stephon Diggs revenge game factor. He was traded from Buffalo to Houston. Houston's rolling 3-1. C.J. Stroud picking up where he left off last year. Buffalo Bills 3-1. Picking up where they left off last year. Two good teams meet in a pretty good 1 o'clock matchup there. Your game of the week is the 425 game. It's either Packers-Rams or Giants-Seahawks. A pair of games at 425. I don't know which of those deserves America's game of the week designation, because I don't think either is what we thought it would be, for sure. Because you start the season, say maybe the Giants will, you know, keep from disintegrating before then. Well, they definitely haven't. So we will get in Richmond, Packers at Rams. That'll be the Tony Romo game there. But I don't know that Packers-Rams is all that thrilling to me at the moment either. Packers 2-2. Jordan Love came back too early. Jordan Love doesn't look right. That's a big issue for the Packers. I don't know how that happened in an organization. Y'all know this. I like that organization. I respect that organization. I think they do the right thing more often than not. I don't know how they let Jordan Love come back so quickly. He didn't look right last week. Malik Willis was playing well, winning games. I think there's potential long-term damage to be done there. The Rams, 1-3 start with an absolutely deflating late-game collapse against the 49ers. Gave up two scores in the final couple minutes to lose to the 49ers. A stunner of a loss for the Rams. So you've got the Packers and the 49ers. No, that was the one they won. Sorry, I'm thinking of the other one. I'm thinking of the Bears last week. The Bears got him last week. The Niners was 2 weeks ago. They stuck it to the Niners. So, there's so much football. It's good. We're swimming in football these days. That's their one so far. They have not looked as good as I thought they would look. I thought Matt Stafford would have a big year. I can't say overall that's happened for them, though. So you got Packers at 2-2, Rams at 1-3 in your game of the week at 425. That's not going to be Awad's five-star game of the week, I promise you that. When he locks it in, it's not going to be Packers-Rams. The night game, though, I am excited about. Cowboys-Steelers. Steelers defense is doing some bad things to people. The Cowboys, 2-2, have looked great, have looked bad, have looked in between, have played a tough schedule. It doesn't get any easier going to Pittsburgh, take on that defense. I think that's got really good game written all over right there. That may be my pick. Bills-Texans, quality football game. If you're going game of the week, though, might be Cowboys-Steelers, Sunday night primetime game. I think that one's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. Your Monday night are Saints-Chiefs as the Chiefs look to go 5-0, despite, by all accounts, not being a particularly good football team at the moment. That's the fun of being the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know that we have a lot of, like, wow, like, this is, you know, a game I got to rearrange my day around this week. We have a lot of games, though, that have tight spreads, a lot of one-point and three-point spreads this week. Indy and Jacksonville, right? Two teams in the middle of that division. You're looking for Anthony Richardson to take the step forward. Trevor Lawrence just melting down this year, that Jacksonville off. And not his fault. He's in a bad scheme. That's a team that needs to get right. Dolphins-Patriots, one-point spread on that one. Miami, I don't think, short of trading for a quarterback, they've got any way out of this mess they're in. Raiders-Broncos. Somebody's got to watch Raiders-Broncos. Might be you. Won't be me. Somebody will watch it, though. We'll get it on the Red Zone. Scott Hansen will keep us posted on what's going on at some point. Well, if somebody scores, they may not be in the Red Zone to be on the Red Zone channel. Could be the first game conducted entirely between the 20s. We'll see. Only one game with a seven-point spread this week, the Cardinals and the Niners. I'm surprised by that given how uneven San Francisco's been, but certainly on paper, that's the right call there to like the Niners, and I do like the Niners in that one. So fun NFL slate this weekend starts tonight with the Bucs and the Falcons, which is a great game as well. That would be in the running. I think my two, though, on Sunday, Bills-Texans, and you know I'm going to be in front of the TV for Cowboys-Steelers. I think there's a ton of implications on that. The Steelers can get to 4-1, put some distance between themselves and the Bengals and Ravens. If the Cowboys lose, go to 2-3, playoffs are now a question mark for them. How much patience is Jerry Jones going to have? It's been infinite in recent years, it seems. At some point, though, you gotta make the move. If they win, though, you know, and you've got a chance to stay competitive in that NFC, stay atop things. So fun week of football ahead. We gotta turn our attention to baseball at least a little bit, though. We'll do that on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Good football talk. Good slate this weekend. Starts tonight, of course, with Atlanta, the Falcons, and the Buccaneers. Almost said Braves because I got baseball on the mind because it is time to talk a little baseball.
Over the shoulder, end zone, touchdown! 15-5, touchdown!
We interrupt this program to get baseball at its best.
First pitch, pops it up, right side of the infield, back into shallow right field, makes the catch. One pitch, one out to start the ninth.
I love it. That's so good. Baseball was happening last night. Let's start with what I think was the best story for sure. The Detroit Tigers beat the Houston Astros. Let's play the big moment here.
That right foot in front of the left when he sets the 1-2, swinging the line drive down the left field line, hooking toward the corner. Air ball up against the wall. Bearling is in. Torkelson is in. They're waving him home. Torkelson around third. He will score. Albañez ends up on third. It's a 3-run double, and the Tigers take a 5-2 lead in the eighth.
Uh-oh, mama, here come that man again. 77 is back. You put a lefty out there, you're going to get got.
You don't expect that on the end of a baseball clip. There it is. Let's go. Detroit does things a little bit differently. They got spunk in their call. They're prepared to smack talk the Houston Astros while beating them 2-0 in a best of three series. Here's what you need to know. AJ Hinch was the manager of the Houston Astros. The cheating scandal happened. You remember the cheating scandal, of course. Popped right after the Nationals beat the Astros in the World Series. AJ Hinch was the manager of that Astros team. Major League Baseball gave all the players immunity to talk. So all the players fessed up. We were stealing the signs. We had the buzzers. We ran the wires, all that. They were given immunity. They weren't suspended. Y'all know owners don't get suspended. Come on now. Let's be silly. Well, somebody's got to fall on a sword. Is AJ Hinch. He got suspended for an entire year by Major League Baseball. They said the investigation showed he probably wasn't running the scheme, but he should have known about it and stopped it. And I'm here to tell you that's fair. Now, here is how thin the margin is in baseball. AJ Hinch sits out the year. Houston's got Dusty Baker. They won. They're still the bad guys. Whatever. AJ Hinch gets two job offers at the end of that year. One of them's with the Detroit Tigers. The other one's with the Chicago White Sox. Both teams at the bottom of the AL Central. The White Sox, according to this story in The Athletic, the general manager, the people in the organization, really like A.J. Hinch. Let's hire A.J. Hinch. The owner, Jerry Reinsdorf, old guy, says, what about Tony La Russa? They're like, well, he was good 30 years ago. He's an old guy now. We're hiring Tony La Russa. They had made plans to hire A.J. Hinch. They had a whole press release ready and everything. And then the owner's like, I just called Tony. I hired him, according to this story in The Athletic. They sent the press release out. They forgot to change all the names. So they actually at one point talked about A.J. Hinch in the press release, announcing they were hiring Tony La Russa. Then they had to put out a second press release. Sorry, our bad. We're actually picking Tony La Russa. We don't know what we're doing here. A.J. Hinch ends up with the Tigers. He does not have resources there. The Tigers had 26 men on their roster yesterday. That's the rule. That's what you're allowed in the postseason. Their combined salary this year, $18.8 million. I don't have that laying around, but that's not much by professional athlete standards. There are 62 players in Major League Baseball this year that earned more than that on their own. I think he's pretty good at this whole managing thing. He's got the win against his former team in Houston, went down there 1-2. Tigers advance to the next round. The Astros had made 7 consecutive ALCS appearances. That streak gets snapped in the wild card round in the most unlikely way by the Tigers and their former manager. As we've all said for months, look out for the AL Central. That's where the action is. Nobody ever actually said that. We're going to have 3 AL Central teams in the final 4 in the AL. The Royals, of course, beat Baltimore yesterday. That was the other result from the American League. Royals 2-0, 2 games, 2 wins up at Camden Yards. The Orioles, I'll put my cards on the table. I grew up in Kansas. I'm a Royals fan. That's my team, so I am very happy. I feel a little bit for the O's, who have now lost 10 consecutive playoff games, haven't scored more than a run in their last 4. That's depressing. You've got a great young roster. They've won 192 games over the last 2 years with 0 playoff wins to show for it. That's tough if you're the Orioles. That's a depressing way to end what was a very good team. We had fun watching them chase the Yankees all year. I did not think it would end without a playoff win. They didn't, though. Couldn't get the job done. Shout out to Richmond's own Vinny Pasquantino, pride of James River, getting the run, and they didn't need many. They got the run. They got one of them. That's what mattered. Other game last night that is in the books is, of course, the Braves went out to San Diego and lost. We all saw that coming after they used up all their pitchers to get into the playoffs, had to fly to the West Coast. So Braves out in 2. But the 4th series is still going on out in Milwaukee.
Adames, the runner at first, the pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Right center field. It is up, it is gone! Off the top of the wall and out of here! Garrett Mitchell, a go-ahead two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Brewers with the comeback against the Mets. 5-3 final will force a game three tonight in Milwaukee, 7 o'clock. Winner take all makes it to the next round. That will be a fun baseball game out there in Milwaukee. Looking forward to that one. Baseball delivering. I told you it was a good year for baseball. It's been a great year for baseball so far. Really good matchups, and you go to the next round. You got the AL Central matchup, the Tigers and Cleveland. Cleveland's looking like it's going to have a historic year. They'll be big favorites in that. The Royals and the Yankees, they played a lot in the 80s. Haven't played a lot since, mainly because the Royals haven't been any good. Yankees kept spending money. The Royals didn't. The Pine Tar rematch, George Brett coming storming out of the dugout. That's going to be a fun series next week as well. And we're all waiting to see, right? Yankees will be heavy favorites in that series, as they should be. We're all waiting to see, will the layoff, will not playing for a week, impact these teams? Because Cleveland's way better than Detroit. Yankees are better than Kansas City. Will that week layoff mean anything when they get started on Saturday? I haven't played baseball in a while, and we saw last year that messed with some of these favored teams. But we got one more to sort out tonight. That, of course, is the Mets and the Brewers. 7 o'clock before Bucks-Falcons, your Amazon Prime game of the week. We'll be back with you for another hour here. AWOD Radio takes over at noon. Grant and Danny drive you home. Tech Talk tonight as they get ready to head out to Stanford. Big weekend of football on the Fan. It'll start tomorrow night with Thomas Dale Dinwiddie. Game of the week with Gary Hess and Coach Chris. We're back with our guy, Lane Casadante, who can speak to all that and more. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Hour number two, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. This hour seems like a good hour to mention we're worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Get it on the Apple Store and Google Play. You can listen to our previous segments. I don't know why you'd want to do that, though, because we're about to get Lane Casadante on the line. Always enjoy our chats with him on Thursday mornings. Good to take a moment, do some baseball, though. Y'all know I love some baseball, especially when my team's winning, as they were last night. Royals sweep the O's. I do feel a little bad for the O's, though. I won't lie. That's a team I root for normally when they're not playing my team. And I know we got a lot of local O's fans, a lot of local Braves fans, a lot of disappointment there in the postseason. With the Braves, there was the thought they were going to challenge the Phillies for a while. The injuries really stacked up for them as the season went on. They just couldn't overcome those injuries. They played well. They won baseball games. But the ability to get that bye, get to the top of the division, just wasn't there for them. And now their season ends in San Diego after a whirlwind week. We play two on Monday, then the Tuesday and the Wednesday games as well. AWOD Radio at noon to 3, live and local. We'll probably crosstalk with a little Commanders crosstalk coming at 11:45. Get you ready for that. Get you ready for the game Sunday, which you'll hear right here on The Fan, 1 o'clock kickoff. It'll be the Browns. It'll be the Commanders. And you think about that in the past, right? Browns, Commanders, that has got snoozer written all over it. One of my favorite press box memories, there's a Browns Redskins, long time ago, at least 10 years ago, Glenn Portis was there. So that'll time it. I want to say it was 6-3 at halftime, and Barry Sverluga and Tom Bob.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
As well, we're up there writing the columns for the Washington Post, and the Barry said to Tom, he said, "Well, you take Portis running to the left, I'll take Portis running to the right." Those would be our topics today. That was it. But we got an actual exciting one. Commanders, 3-point favorites over Cleveland. A number that probably seems low relative to the performance the last couple weeks, but I think bakes in Jaden Daniels needs to prove himself every week. You know, it's been 4 weeks so far. Jaden Daniels against an elite defense is not a given yet, and I think that's the cold water on all the fun here. The Nickelodeon MVP and the setting records and scoring points and more completed passes than punts and all these things, more scoring drives than incompletions. Tressway getting 3 weeks off, essentially. Behind all that fun, it has just been 3 weeks. 4 weeks, if you count that Tampa game. I think nationally, you know, the hype is very much there for Jaden. The odds makers, though, are still baking in. He's a rookie, and he said that yesterday at his press conference. He said, "Look, I know I'm a rookie. I don't think I'm all that. I'm not letting this get to my head," which is, of course, the exact correct response to have in that situation. That's a big one. These are the things you need your quarterback to be saying in these moments. Like, "Hey, I know I've won 3 NFL games in a row. I also know that if I coast for half a second, this league is going to catch up to me, and that streak's not getting to 4. And that's what's important. Because it's easy for us to look ahead, and I'm going to look ahead because that's what I do. That's what we do here. You look ahead and you say, "Hey, there's a 3-game stretch, Panthers, Bears, Giants coming up on the other side of that Baltimore game. There's a chance to really run downhill for a little while." Let's talk a little college football here in the 11 o'clock hour. Haven't had a chance to do that much today. Very good college slate this weekend. We got all 3 state schools in action, headlined by, you'll hear it right here on The Fan, of course, Virginia Tech football going out west to face Stanford in San Francisco. Bay Area game. They set it up to be a splashy Bay Area opener for the ACC. Stanford and Cal, both at home this weekend. Stanford's got Virginia Tech. Cal's got Miami. That's somehow become an actual big game with Cal having early success. So you have two fun West Coast games. Megan Miami play at 10:30 p.m. We'll see if that does anything to them. That's an interesting twist there. Virginia Tech game 3 p.m. Hokies favored by 8 in that matchup, and I agree with that assessment. I think you look at Tech, the way they played in Miami, the way it ended in Miami, I think they're going to sustain that momentum. I think the only thing that's stopping them right now is the coaching, and that's a real honest conversation we're going to have a lot of in the coming weeks. But I think when they're better than the other team by the margin they are this weekend, it shouldn't matter. And let's be honest, it shouldn't have mattered against Rutgers and Vandy either, but the coaches brought them back down to the level of those teams. If that happens this week, and we had Andy Bitter on earlier this week, if that happens this week, you're going to be seriously talking about Brent Pry's job. And that's going to be the main storyline of the season. I don't see it that way. I don't think that's what happens here. I think you're looking at a situation where Tech takes care of business. They've got the soft schedule. They come back for the Thursday nighter against Boston College. They'll be outcoached in that game. Bill O'Brien's doing some sharp stuff, but they're better than the Eagles. They can take care of business both times, get back on track, sets you up for the fun one against Clemson, right? We knew they'd have two chances this year for a statement win. Statement win against Miami or a statement win against Clemson. Came really close against Miami. By the way, I don't want the Brent Pry talk to distract from the fact that they got jobbed. The Hokies are looking ahead. I don't have to. They're turning the page. They're not talking about it anymore. I don't have to turn the page and not talk about it anymore. They got jobbed on that final play. This could be a team on track to make the ACC title game. It's not right now. They're going to have to beat Clemson to do that. But this is a team with the skill to go out west, hang with Stanford, win the game. Virginia Tech Miami Friday nighter pulled in 3.3 million viewers on ESPN. That is their second most watched Friday game in the existence of the Friday game window, which dates back to 2018. When they instituted that, and I said in 2018, went on the clip because I didn't have a radio show, I said, I hate this. Here I am, 6 years later. Still hate this. 3.3 million people watched. Do you think they're going to quit doing Friday games? Answer, they are not. They're going to keep doing Friday games, is what they're going to keep doing. Big audience. I think a lot of people saw what we wanted to see all season, a Tech team that was really stout up front. And Kyron Drones and Bashal Tutin, both with great performances. If they keep doing that, we'll be talking about a big game against Clemson in a few weeks. If they slip, there's no margin for error. That Clemson game doesn't mean anything anymore. They have to run the table between now and Clemson. They know that. That's why Brent Pry was so eager to turn the page this week after the Miami loss. He knows how important this one is. UVA now, so I mentioned game days at Cal. UVA now one of only six Power Conference schools that has never hosted College Game Day. This isn't the week, of course. They're hosting Boston College. Fun one on its own, though. Bill O'Brien coaching Boston College. He got that big win over Florida State at the start of the year. Eagles went to Missouri, went to Mizzou, and were competitive. He's got them playing good football. Doesn't have the talent level where it's going to be, but he's got them playing good, fundamentally sound football. UVA coming off the bye week. We saw what that did for JMU. JMU came out firing after the bye week. Can UVA do that? Can Tony Elliott scheme up a winner? They're 3-1. They're favorites, slight favorites in this game. I think that's going to be a really fun one at Scott Stadium. That's the nooner at Scott Stadium. Weather should be beautiful. Beautiful place to watch football. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, you could make a worse decision than getting out to Scott Stadium. Make sure you get there early, though. They do a really good pregame. They get the horse riding around, and they have like a cartoon that they play on the big screen that's good. The kids love it, I guess, is the bottom line. And I'm a kid at heart, so I love it. I love a good pregame. You know, you're never going to see me not getting to Tech in time for Enter Sandman. Like, the traditions are what makes it fun. And they've got good ones at both Tech and UVA around those home football games. UVA Boston College. JMU Hung 70 on North Carolina. Got our attention. You have my attention. Then put 63 on Ball State. Back that up. They will start their Sun Belt play. So conference play starts for JMU on Saturday. They will take on Louisiana Monroe. I think the real danger here is what you'd call the trap game, of course. JMU's coming back home after this. Flight back from Louisiana after the game. Coming back home. Big Thursday night game against Coastal Carolina. National TV, ESPN2's picking that up. Bridgeforth is going to be rocking. You can't have the letdown in between point A and point B, though. Otherwise, it doesn't mean as much. Especially because for all their success, for all we're heaping praise on the Dukes, they are 0-0. This is their first Sun Belt game. You know, it's like we said, Tech and Miami last week, everything they want is in front of them. Right, we say that negatively with JMU. Everything they want is in front of them because nothing they've done to this point matters in the Sun Belt. None of these four wins go on your Sun Belt tally. And so this now, don't feel too bad for them because that North Carolina win, if they're in playoff contention at the end of the year, big if, is going to be very, very nice for them. But in terms of their goals, you can't control the playoffs. Say Boise has a great year, UNLV keeps rolling, whatever it is. You might not make the playoffs, not because you didn't do your thing, but just because it's college football and that's how it works. So that may happen for the Dukes. They may win and not make the playoffs. What you can control is winning the Sun Belt, and that's what starts on Saturday. 0-0, no wins in the Sun Belt so far. They got a chance to put up their first one and set up a big early season matchup Thursday nighter. National Board for College Football. The ACC game we look forward to every year is normally Clemson at Florida State. Florida State has not done their part this year, to put it mildly. That game's in Tallahassee. Clemson's a 14-point favorite in that one. Should be uneventful. I think Clemson's got it rolling. I think Florida State's just going back to the portal after this season, and you'll hear, of course, the traditional fire the coach rumors there, which is absolutely insane at a school where they were essentially should have been in the playoff last year and would have been in the modern playoff format. Got excluded despite an undefeated season, and now you got fire the coach rumors a year later. They do it differently in the South. They leather football down there. Mizzou, Texas A&M, I love that one on the early slate. Old Dominion's going to go give Coastal Carolina their best. ODU 6-point underdogs finally got the win. They've been playing good football. They just have the toughest schedule I've ever seen a school of that size play early in the season. Maybe a chance to get it right here in the Sun Belt. Maybe some of those early woes will bounce back and pay off for them. Michigan, Washington, bringing home the slate. Washington, 3-point favorites against Michigan. And while we're on the topic of college sports, shout out to UVA. This is normally the province of who's talking, which you hear Monday nights here on The Fan. They got a commitment on Wednesday night from two-time Olympian Katie Grimes, who is going to join the UVA swim team, which has been dominant, was basically like the entire Olympic team. I was like, how is she a two-time Olympian and just committing to a college? Apparently, she went to the Olympics when she was 15 the first time. So now, this year, she was 19, and now she's going to college. That's insane. What have you done with your life at 19? Two Olympic appearances joining the most successful swim team in America. Good for her. Good for the Wahoos. Good for us. We still got more radio. It's coming up on the other side of this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. I have an update on the parking situation. I think we've all been waiting on this. So to briefly recap, I was parked downtown. This was a couple weeks ago because you have 15 days to pay the ticket before the price goes up. $30. Which obviously I'm not thrilled about. It was my fault. Before I recap the story here, we all acknowledge it was my fault. You go to the app, you type in the zone number you're in, you type in your license plate, you pay for your parking. I did all that. I am not a scofflaw. There are rules. We live in a society. I'm not that guy. What happened, though, was I was not in my car. I was in my wife's car. That's relevant to this story. So, you know, my car, you just hit the button, it's pre-programmed in. My wife's car is not. So mm-hmm. I had to type in the license plate number. I missed one of the letters. It was a T, and I accidentally hit the R button. So the license plate, you know, instead of being ABC123, it was ABD123 in the paid for the parking. Do I believe they should have been lenient with me? I do. I think it would have been the right thing to do in that situation. Do I understand that per the rules and laws of our society, I was in the wrong? I do. I get that. So I had resigned myself. I said, I'm not going down to court, sitting there all day, pleading my case for $30. But then my friend Blaine said, I heard the segment on the radio. Same thing happened to me.
Oh.
I said, that's a very unusual problem that somebody, one of our listeners would be like, that exact same thing happened to me. He said, that happened to me. I also got a ticket. He said, I think it's computerized now that they drive around. It's a license plate scanner.
Oh.
And it reads your license plate. And if it does, if it's not in the paid for log. And so that would explain, because the computer doesn't know if I missed by one letter or 1,000 letters.
Yeah, they don't care.
It's a computer. You've seen how the AI works. It doesn't do a lot of independent thinking, despite what they want us to believe. He said, I took it down to City Hall. There's like a little form you fill out. That's it. Then you walk away, and they get back to you in a couple of weeks. I said, what happened? He said, well, they didn't make me pay the ticket.
Oh, okay.
The problem is I'm never downtown. That's a rare event for me. And so yesterday I found myself semi-downtown. I was over by VCU, close enough. I'm going to go over to City Hall. I'm going to make this happen. I'm a busy guy. I was on a tight schedule, had about 20, 25 minutes. I said, this is enough time. Get down to City Hall, fill out the form, do the thing. Drive over to City Hall. Here's the irony of the whole story.
Oh, no.
There's no parking.
Oh!
Okay. None of the spots on that block. I drive to that Library of Virginia block. There are no parking spaces.
Mm.
I could have parked in the courthouse parking lot and walked.
And now you're taken away from your 25 minutes.
It's over.
Oh.
Yeah. Now I got to cancel future activities, rearrange my day for something that's not a sure thing by any stretch.
They want your $25.
They got it. Mm. They got it. They can't fight the law. The ruling is in. I've contributed $30 to this great city. I will contribute more than that. I've seen my real estate tax assessment. That's okay. I'm happy to do my part. My kids enjoy the public school. We have a good time in Richmond. They bring the Folk Festival to town every year. I don't know if that's my tax dollars or not, but I like to pretend it is, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Happy to pay the money. Unhappy that I was unable to see the bit through to the finish.
Yeah.
Because I'm leaving town this weekend, and then we're past the 15 days.
Mm-hmm.
Time's up.
35.
Time's up. Oh, yeah. I'm not letting this escalate.
No.
No. I'm not that. You can look, because I showed, when I taught at VCU, I showed my students, you can search online and see people's criminal histories, which includes traffic tickets. And so you could search me. That was the assignment. I gave them the assignment, like, search your professor.
Oh,
and
okay.
You find some stuff. It's a lot of, there's some speeding tickets. There's some didn't come to a complete stops at the stop signs. All of which I was guilty of. Always paid promptly. I've gotten parking tickets before. I pay them promptly.
You're not a let it fester kind of guy.
No, not at all. But that's the other fun one I do is I say, there's the shoplifting report and the stealing, like the store's log. I said, figure out which store gets stolen from the most. It's the ABC store, and it's not close. Of course. Humanity and all. So that's what we do in journalism class over at VCU. So that's a different life. I don't do that anymore.
Professor Phillips
in the house. Professor Phillips got two more segments here before we head to break, though. This from the Dominion Energy Charity Classic this morning. As you know, the golf tournament is now 2 weeks away. We were out there live last year, which was a real high point for this show because Noah Kahn came on the show. Like, we had a bunch of golfers too, and they were famous, and I'm not discounting that. But that will forever be the day Noah Kahn came on the show.
It's a pretty good get.
It's such a good gift.
Yeah, I don't think we can top it.
No.
Other than Carrot Top.
We're in New Orleans this year for the Super Bowl. I don't know that there are any, like, New Orleans people I gotta have. We'll see. There's always somebody at the Super Bowl.
We're gonna have to have somebody playing jazz.
It'd be a Trombone Shorty. I love Trombone Shorty. Like, I'm, I guess, of that age demographic where it's like, smooth jazz, I could do a lot. Like, I need it a little hoppier. I'm not smooth jazz yet. I'm still like hoppy dance jazz.
Mm-hmm.
But I've gone over the hill of like, give me Sabrina Carpenter. Like, I'm definitely like, all right, we're driving, I feel good. A little Trombone Shorty, a little peppy jazz is right in the sweet spot for me right now.
Sounds like Music at Maimont is the place for you to be.
I can hear Music at Maimont from my house. So
oh,
I just
you don't even have to go.
Walk out to the porch.
Woo!
It saves you a ticket. We used to hear NASCAR as well.
Less fun.
Well, yeah, because you don't know what's going on.
No.
With the music's the music, but NASCAR is... Ooh, sounds like Denny Hamlin. Ooh, uh-oh. Kurt Busch is in trouble.
I heard that engine roar.
Oh, wow. We did not hear, of course, Nitro Cross, because those were electric cars that came, did the flips, the twists, all the things. All of which is to say, which I better say, because we do have to get to the break, four more big names coming to the Dominion Energy Charity Classic in a couple weeks. Patrick Harrington, Retief Goosen, David Toms, and Vijay Singh, all four very big names in the world of golf. They always draw a very nice field out there at the Country Club of Virginia. That's in 2 weeks. I don't think we're going to be doing the show live this year because the night before is Thursday Night Football in Blacksburg. And my plan at the moment is to be down there for Thursday Night Football in Blacksburg, do the hangover show Friday morning after that. Do some Cabo Fish Taco, all those things. So I don't think we'll be at the golf tournament this year, but if you're around, it's a fun place to be. We got to bounce to the break. We got two segments to go. Very special crosstalk today, so you can look forward to that at 11:45. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.